The first Friday of just about any month of the year means the return of our First Friday Arts segment, an extravaganza of theater and music and gallery art contributed by people like you picking up the phone and calling. And for our ceremonial opening song to honor the month, here is Louis Armstrong.
April in Paris. Now who can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Oh, Louis, don't take it so hard. There's plenty of time left in April for things to perk up a bit, and a lot of things going on in the arts world. We invite arts organizations from around the region to call at this time to talk about their events in the coming weeks. The number is 800-838-3760, and I have to admit all the phone lines are taken up at the moment, so I'll announce in just a moment when we get through our first call that we have a phone line open, but that is the number, 800-838-3760. And we go first to Teresa with Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. Welcome back to First Friday Arts.
Well, good morning and happy spring to you. This must be Jeffrey Riley.
It is.
Well, I'm so glad to talk to you this morning. We've got a lot going on at Shepherd's Dream this month. We're kicking off with First Friday Art Walk this evening. Jessica Johnson is going to be our featured artist for the next 2 months. And being a member of the Ashland Gallery Association, we've decided to celebrate the 30th year of A Taste of Ashland at Shepherd's Dream as well. So that starts at the end of the month. Of course, Jessica is going to be the beginning of the month, and she is a featured artist. We're pairing with Bell, Fury Winery, Rogue Creamery, and Goba Chocolate. And in addition, we're going to host many musicians both in the store and on the All Aboard trolley. So we've got a lot going on the 27th and 28th. Did you know it was the 30th year already?
No, of Shepherd's Dream?
No, A Taste of Ashland.
Oh, okay, sure.
30th year, and we're so excited. And it's, of course, it's all about the art. It's a great fundraiser for the Ashland Gallery Association in such a great location, our woolen bedding store right next to Martoli's Pizza. And I just wanted to put a special note in here that both Shepherd's Dream and Creatively Speaking are the co-sponsors, and we both support Jefferson Public Radio.
Glad to hear that. I understand Jeff Stanley is going to be playing. Is that tonight?
That is correct. And you have a little bit of music, don't you?
Exactly why I asked. Here's Jeff Stanley.
Why don't we just settle down home?
We can just give a little taste of each of the musical performers, but that was a fun song to listen to, and it was hard to figure out, you know, which 11 seconds or so I was going to use here. So he's playing as part of First Friday Art Walk tonight?
Yes, he is playing as part of First Friday. We re-invited him back. We love Jeff. He's incredible. And we have a great lineup of musicians also at the end of the month. I have Marcus Fire, I have Mark Everson, Julie Rose, and Mark Everson will be together. And our headliner on Saturday is Hannah Cooper, and she's a returning artist. And of course, I couldn't send you snippets of all of those. It would take up too much time. But I wanted to thank you so much for allowing us to do this on radio with JPR.
Always glad to have you. That is Teresa at Shepherd's Dream in Ashland, which is right next to Martoli's Pizza on the Plaza. Thank you, Teresa. That opens up a phone line at 800-838-3760 as we move on to Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm fine. I just want you to know that we are doing our First Friday art opening tonight at the New Zone Gallery, located at our new location at 22 West 7th. That's right across from the Hope Center in downtown Eugene. Tonight, again, is our opening reception. Starts at 5:30. Our featured artist will be Barbara Baklarova and her show, Frames of Mind. Also, we'll have in our Klausmeier room, Robin Levin. In our back gallery, we'll have the Photo Zone with their member show. Also in the New Zone, we'll have our member show, which also is 60 plus artists. We will have Jerry Zybeck playing music, and it'll be a lot of fun. We are the hub of the First Friday Art Walk here in Eugene. Also, later on this month, we're having our annual fundraiser called the Yard Sale. That's a small Y with a big A-R-T, like a yard sale. and members and the public will donate items, household goods and collectibles for a fundraiser that we will do on April 26th, 27th, and 28th. And we've done this for a number of years. It's a great fundraiser for the gallery. We're looking forward to keeping this space for a while. It's a city-owned space, and hopefully they'll let us stay there.
I was going to ask you about that, because I think this is the third place you've been in since we started First Friday Arts.
Yes, and probably and we've moved around. We've been around for like 35 years now, and we've been in several locations. They've all been month to month, so we've done this, been there, done this before, moving around. But this is a very nice place. It used to be a former Opus 6 gallery for some years ago. It was all set up as a gallery, beautiful lighting, beautiful walls. It's huge. It's 6,000 square feet, and the city's given us a pretty good deal on it to keep the arts alive in downtown Eugene.
And that's 22 West 7th in downtown?
That sure is, and there's plenty of parking. We're right below the parkade, so there's plenty of parking upstairs, and it's a beautiful space, and we have a beautiful show going on, and we're looking forward to staying there for a little while. We have some plans later on this year to do the Salon de Refusé, which is a show for the people that are refused by the Mayor's Art Show, which will be right across the street, so hopefully we'll be able to do that there. And just, like I said, keep the arts alive in downtown Eugene.
Okay, lots of stuff going on at New Zone Gallery. Good to talk to Steve once again from New Zone Gallery, 22 West 7th in Eugene. That opens up a phone line, which somebody already took. So I can't give you the number again. Welcome now back to the Jefferson Exchange, Livia Janisse, I believe representing Ashland Contemporary Theater this time. Hi, Livia.
Well, actually, we're collaborating. Ashland Contemporary Theater and Livia Janisse Productions are producing The Good German by David Wiltsie. A very timely play that kind of asks the question, when the world's gone crazy, who do you have to become to survive, and how do you justify it? So, very, very powerful play, cast of four. It's a staged reading, and we are one of those groups that have been displaced with what, tragically, the Ashland Community Center is going through. So I'm so glad to be able to get on to say that our first two weekends, we open tomorrow. We run the 6th, the 7th, the 13th, 14th, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. And the first two weekends are going to be at Carpenter Hall. OSF came through and let us move the production there for the first two Saturdays and Sundays, 8 o'clock on Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday. And then the last three performances, a special Friday performance on the 19th at 4 o'clock, and then Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2 at Grizzly Peak Winery on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. And tickets are only $18, and you can get them at Paddington Station, Grocery Outlet in Medford, and then on Ashland Contemporary Theater's website, which is Ashland Contemporary Theater, as one word, .org.
Theater spelled R-E in this case, right?
No, yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I spell it weird.
There we go. That's all right. So that is The Good German. And again, you had to move to Carpenter Hall because of the structural situation at the Ashland
Community Center. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But thankfully, OSF and Grizzly Peak came through. And it's a really powerful play. It's timely. I really hope people come and see this. And the four actors do an incredible job.
Okay, that is The Good German through Ashland Contemporary Theater and Livia Janisse Productions. That was Livia Janisse. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange with a phone line open at 800-838-3760. As we welcome Robin Downward from the Randall Theater Company in Medford. Welcome. It's a rare pleasure.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
And yep. You guys had a near-death experience, so there's a lot to celebrate.
Coming into our ninth season, we moved over into our wonderful new spot at 20 South Fir Street in downtown Medford. Beautiful building. And there were some unexpected expenses that came along with moving there, and we had to pull together a big fundraiser. But our patrons and our community and the people that cared about us for the past 8.5 seasons really came through to help us out, and here we are.
That's excellent. So, and you've got a show opening up very soon too.
We do. It opens April 19th. It is Shout, the Mod musical, not to be confused with the show that just finished at the Cabaret, which was Beehive the musical. This is another wonderful musical highlighting five phenomenal singer, actor, dancers. In this particular production, it's a basically an irresistible blend of hits, some fantastic fashions, outrageous dance moves, and Shout the Mott musical takes us back to the music, the style, and the freedom of the 1960s, and brand new terrific arrangements of classic tunes like To Stir with Love, Downtown, Son of a Preacher Man, Goldfinger, and it follows this group of five young ladies from 1960 to 1970, and Shout being a magazine that they read. And they go through this decade of music, growing together as a group of young ladies, learning about life. And it's funny. It highlights very strong female characters. We've got some phenomenal actresses in this show. We've got Jennifer Davis, who many have heard with The Rogue Suspects, powerful, powerful singer and wonderful actress. Lauren Panter, Alyssa Larson, Megan Kirby, Brianna Johnson, and Katrina Sewell, and all of them come together to put on this just phenomenal production. I think out of our musicals, I think from the talent standpoint, this is one of our highlight shows.
And what a list of songs too! You just named about half my music library there, Robin. So Shout at Randall Theater, 20 South First Street in Medford. And what's the opening date again?
Opening is April 19th, and people can go to our website, which is www.randalltheater, and that's theater with R-E, not E-R, so randalltheater.com, and purchase tickets online there, or they can call us at 541-632-3258.
All right, glad to hear you're still in business, and glad to hear you on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts, Robin.
Oh, it's good to talk to you, buddy.
All right, take it easy. That is Randall Theater on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange with a phone line now open at 800-838-3760. And we bring in Sammy from Ashland Natural Medicine. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Samay Lebowski, and my husband, Chris Lebowski, and Dr. Ajana Miki are the two doctors at Ashland Natural Medicine. And when we moved to Ashland and opened up this space, I wanted to make sure that we had a clinic that also can work as a gallery. I am a high school art teacher and a lover of the arts. And so we have transformed our clinic into a gallery as well. And this Friday, tonight, we are having our opening reception for our clinic employees and our staff and their children and family members. It's an interesting show. We are all artists at heart who work there. And we are excited to be displaying the work that we've been creating the last couple months, the last few years. The show is titled All in the Family, which is a really sweet title. We consider ourselves one big family there. And we'll have wine and a little bit of nosh. And it's going to be a really great night. And the show will be up for a couple of months. So we'll continue to do First Friday for the next few months. But I'm really excited to be a part of the Ashland Gallery Association in this incredible community that we live in
to
support the arts.
So we have an art gallery in a bedding store. That's Shepherd's Dream. We have an art gallery in a medical facility. Where is Ashland Natural Medicine?
Ashland Natural Medicine is located right on Lithia Way at 180 Lithia Way. It's kitty corner to the post office. It's next to the empty parking lot. And we're right next door to Tycor Title.
Okay, I know the building. Okay, it's that red brick building.
Yep, it is. It's a really nice building. It's a beautiful space. So we hope to see everybody there this evening. We're open from 5:30 to 8:30 tonight.
Okay. One more stop on First Friday Art Walk in Ashland at Ashland Natural Medicine. Sam A., thank you so much. We now turn to Barbara at Liberty Arts in Yreka. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And this is a sustaining member, Barbara.
Oh, excellent.
For Liberty Arts. And we have an absolutely phenomenal show currently running until May 3rd. We're at 108 West Minor Street, Yreka. And it's the work of Bernie Lubell, who's a San Francisco-based artist, and he creates contraptions which are very interactive, and they're seemingly low-tech. They're made of sort of mostly wood and latex, and they illustrate very complex things, such as how an insect flies, how lungs work, a Stone Age digital computer, And every single piece in the show is interactive. We've transformed the gallery so that people may come in and work every piece and try and figure them out.
So this is not a hands-off exhibit. I mean, nobody's going to be saying, hey, don't touch the art.
Oh, it's hands-on. Usually we have to, you know, walk around and make sure people, especially kids, don't touch. But this time everybody is encouraged to try and figure out every piece. You can sit on them, you can pull strings, you can wiggle handles, turn cranks. It's absolutely amazing. He has recently had a large show at the San Francisco Exploratorium where he has huge pieces. But ours are smaller, but they're all workable. And his earliest inspiration was Jules Marais, who was a physiologist in the 19th century, and he was the father of motion pictures. And he did lots of photos where you show people doing one movement. And so this inspired Ernie LaBelle to make things work. He did a giant knitting machine, which is hundreds of feet high, which, of course, we cannot accommodate.
Right. I'm so intrigued. So, and how long is this exhibit open at Liberty Arts?
This is running through May 3rd.
Okay, Barbara, thank you so much for joining us on First Friday Arts to talk about this display with Bernie LaBelle. Let's move on this First Friday Arts to Hyla at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me. So we have an opening tonight of Betty LaDuc. She's a very well-known Ashland artist.
We know her well. Her work actually hangs on the outside wall of our studio.
Oh, really? That's very cool. Well, this one is outstanding because it's 50 years of her social commentary. The title is Social Justice, and as you know, she has something to say about almost everything, and it's really moving. It runs through her style, which started out very different from what it is today, and so it's just kind of a retrospective, thought-provoking, really incredible exhibit, and it will be up through June, for the very beginning of June, so you have time to see it, but come right away because it's amazing. So we're open from Tuesday through Saturday from 11 o'clock till 5, or from 10 o'clock, I forgot, 10 o'clock till 5 o'clock every day, and on First Friday we're open till 9. And then I want to talk about a new fundraiser we have, which is pretty amazing. It's called Dancing with the Grants Pass Stars, and it includes 8 nonprofits. So we have the Boys and Girls Club, Barnstormers, Women's Crisis Support Team, College Dreams, the Food Bank, Family Solutions, Josephine County Youth Foundation, and the Library. And each one has chosen a contestant, and they will be competing. And this is produced by the Utah Ballroom Dance Company. So it's May 11th, and it's at the Performing Arts Center. And it's $25 a ticket, and you can get them online at our museum website at gpmuseum.com. Or you can call us at 541-479-3290. And you get to see fabulous people like Jocelyn Schmidt, Kevin Clark, Kevin Whittison, Avery Richter, Kate Lasky, you know, all the favorite people in the Valley, right?
Dancing with the Grants Pass Stars, yeah.
Yes. And then last but not least, I want to talk about our concert coming up on March 19th. Claude Bourbon is
April 19th? Cleveland.
And I think I sent you a clip, right?
You did. Here's Claude Bourbon.
Okay.
Gonna sit right here and play. Gonna sit right here and play.
There's some great guitar work, and there's a lot more to that song, obviously, than we have time for now. But when is Claude? As April 19th, Claude will be at the museum?
April 19th. And what's amazing is what he does with the guitar. You'd think he's got 7 hands because he can do percussion and strumming and picking and, I mean, all together at one time.
Sounds amazing. Okay, so that's April 19th, Dancing with the Grants Pass Stars, May 11th, and the Betty LaDuc Show is open now?
Right.
Okay, a lot's going on at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Hyla, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We move on to Mike at the Brit Music and Art Festival in Jacksonville, or actually in Medford. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi there. Season announcements seem to be coming fast and furious.
Yes, they do. They are. We're right in the middle of our announcement season. Things are going well. Before I dive into that, I want to recommend to everybody, get your pledge in. It is pledge time. I've done mine. Get yours in.
It's true. It's true. Yours was one of the first I noticed yesterday morning. It's not like I know many Mike Ganton binds. So great to see you. And no, we didn't put you up to this.
No, you didn't. I'm here to support things. And I would like to talk about a few things. We have one more big announcement coming together. In fact, we're furiously pulling things together today and Monday to get everything prepared for our April 11th announcement, which will be a big one. But we did have an announcement in February, and I can now talk about those shows. I thought I'd mention them. First off is Jim James of My Morning Jacket fame, and along with the Claypool Lennon Delirium. This is just going to be a fun show. It'll be June 28th. We've had the Claypool Lennon Delirium here before. Les Claypool was here with Primus last year. That's just going to be a really great rock show. And then we start mixing things up, and I really like the variety I'm seeing this season. So Lyle Lovett and his large band is coming back a little earlier in the summer this year. As always, this should just be expected. Michael Franti and Spearhead will be returning again. This will be the 14th straight season with them. That'll be on July 2nd, so a great way to kick off the 4th of July. Humphreys McGee is a band that I was not familiar with until we started working with them. They're an intense rock jazz band, or jam band was the term I wanted to use, although jazz is quite frequently involved in some of the numbers that they do. Rodrigo y Gabriela is coming back, as well as John Butler Trio, and he's bringing an extra artist called Trevor Hall. So we've got a lot more shows out there. These all go on sale to the general public next Monday, the 8th. And then, like I said, we have a big announcement coming up April 11th. That's an evening party announcement. Those who are coming to the party have their invitations already. But if you want to follow along, you can tune into our Facebook channel, and we'll be posting shows as we announce them during the evening.
So a live listing, then, of the acts that are coming to the rest of the Brit season at that announcement
exactly.
party?
Exactly.
Okay, so that's going to be April 11th. So you can actually go to the Facebook page and see as the announcements are made if you're not there in person.
Yep, yep. And of course, news people show up, so they'll be reporting on the news channels, etc. And we'll be posting it on our website immediately after the program too, so you can find out all the extra shows. We've got about half of the season remaining to announce. I think we're going to have 12 to 14 shows to announce.
Okay, more coming to the Brit Festival, more coming on this First Friday Arts. Mike Gantenbein, always good to talk to you here on the Jefferson Exchange. Kristen from the Rogue Valley Symphony, stay put. We will get you after the break and finish up our First Friday Arts segment here on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. Thank you for listening. We never know from month to month how many people will show up for our First Friday Arts segment. So sometimes it's a shorter segment in the middle of the winter. I notice that tends to be the case. Didn't really know what to expect from the month of April. It's been a bit of an embarrassment of riches in a sense that we've had lots of calls to our First Friday Arts segment, and we have one more left that I didn't want to miss. So herewith we go to Kristen, representing the Rogue Valley Symphony. Thanks for joining us on First Friday Arts.
Good morning. I love being on the line and hearing how active our community is in the arts, all types of arts. So it's really exciting for us.
It is pretty impressive all around, yeah. And so the Rogue Valley Symphony, obviously part of this mix.
We are. So at the end of the month, April 26th, 27th and 28th is our season finale concert. Don't worry, we'll be back in September, but we are so pleased to close our season out with one of the symphony's friends, Alexander Tutanov, who will be playing for the 7th time with the Rogue Valley Symphony. And amazingly, he has never played Beethoven with us. So he's playing Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. And to finish out the concert, we also have Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, which is quite the barn burner piece.
All right. So, and that's okay, we do actually have Sasha Tutanov coming to the studio, I understand, before that concert happens.
That's right. You'll be doing a live interview with him, and that will be a terrific treat for all of your listeners, I think.
Yeah, very much looking forward to that. So we'll have him in our music studio downstairs from here. It's only the second time we've gotten to use that. And is Martin making that trip as well?
I think he is. So you'll have the dynamic duo.
Right, that's the 18th. We'll have that on. But the concerts themselves are the 26th, the 27th, and 28th?
Yes. And on the Friday, the 26th, and Saturday, the 27th, we will be in Medford. There is no Ashland performance for this series. We will be there in the Criterion Theater Friday and Saturday, 26th and 27th at 7:30. And then in Grants Pass on April 28th, Sunday at 3 p.m. in the Grants Pass Performing Arts Center. And if people would like to get a hold of us to purchase tickets, they can go to our website, which is rvsymphony.org, or on to give us a call, 541-708-6400.
All right, Kristen, always good to talk to you at the Rogue Valley Symphony. Looking very much forward to having Martin and Alexander Tutnov in the studio with us on April 18th. And with that, we close at last our first Friday Arts segment. It was an abundant segment this month.